الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك من طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا اللهم واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful. All praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's khutbah, inshallah, with the help of Allah, with the blessings of Allah, will be about the powerful impact of friendship. I will be quoting or summarizing most of the details of a story that happened at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was in Mecca. Then I will be reciting two verses from the Quran, which is very familiar for most, if not all of you, but I will not mention them now. It was narrated in most of the books of tafsir that two close friends, one of them, his name is Ubayy ibn Khalaf, and the other one is Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. Try to fix these names in your memory. Try to teach them to your kids. Ubayy ibn Khalaf and Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. They were from the paganists. They were from the idol worshippers, from the people of Quraysh who were rejecting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It happened that Ubayy ibn Khalaf left Mecca for a period of time. He was having some kind of his personal things, maybe business. His close friend, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, made a meal and invited a number of people from Quraysh. For a reason that it was not mentioned in the narrations, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was invited as well. Maybe, I'm assuming, when Uqba was inviting one of his friends, maybe this friend is a close relative to Prophet Muhammad, maybe he was there, maybe he was embarrassed. For whatever reason, nevertheless, Prophet Muhammad was invited to this meal. So when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was about to start having the food, he said, Ya Uqba, لن أذوق لك طعاما حتى تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله. He said, Ya Uqba, I will not touch your food till you bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. It seems, Allahu A'lam, that Uqba was embarrassed. And maybe he thought for a while, we don't know. The narration did not tell us whether he did it genuinely or he was embarrassed, but he did it. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So Prophet Muhammad then ate. Now, few short time, the news spread basically in Mecca that Uqba has converted to Islam. It happened just with a short time. Ubay, his close friend, came to Mecca and he heard the bad news. The bad news that Uqba did commit kufr. Kufr in the religion of the mushrikeen. He left the deen of the people of the Mecca. So he went to him immediately. Look what he said. He said, Ya Uqba, wajhi min wajhika haram. Bayti alayka haram, wa ta'ami alayka haram, ta'amuka alayya haram, wa wajhi min wajhika haram. La adkhulu laka baytan, wa la tadkhulu li baytan, in lam tadhhab, fatakfura bidini Muhammadin, wa tabsuqa fi wajhih. He came to him, he said, he asked him at the beginning, is it true what I have heard? Uqba said, no, you know, I was just embarrassed. He insisted on him. No, this is not enough. Look, the close friend, what he's doing with his close friend. He said, now he can stop by this admission, which means, I just said it because I don't want to destroy the occasion. I was embarrassed. He was supposed to believe him, and that's it. He said, no. Wallahi. I will not accept from you as a close friend until you prove to me you go and you declare the kufr in Deen Muhammad and you spit in the face of Prophet Muhammad. If you do not do so, he said, wajhi wajhika haram. Now, this is an Arabic expression. Literally, he says, your face is prohibited from my face. My face is prohibited from your face. Your food is prohibited for me. My food is prohibited for you. Your house is prohibited. It's like a metaphorical expression, which means I will cut my relation with you. In our new terminology, I will be boycotting you completely. No relation between you and me until you go, you declare the kufr in the deen of Muhammad and you spit in his face. Now, many narrations, all of them, they agree that he went to Prophet Muhammad and he declared his kufr and he left the religion. Some of the narrations, they said that he did spit. Some of them, they said he did not. And those who said that really he did spit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the spit to come back into his face. But he did it. Now, after that, look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. Now, you are very familiar with what I will be reciting now. But maybe many of us, we don't know that this is the reason for the verses that you will be listening to now. Allah revealed, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, be aware of the day when the zalim, the oppressor, will be biting his nails, his fingers. In Arabic expression, this is a sign of regrets. You know, we say, oh my, I wish if I did it. I wish if I did not do it. يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ, it's one of the highest level of signs of being, of regret. Nadam. يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ, and he will be saying in the day of judgment, يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا, I wish if I had taken the path of the Prophet. لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا, I wish if I had not taken the path of such and such person, his path, by leaving the path of the Prophet. وكان الشيطان يعض ظهر يديه يقول ولم اتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد اضلني عن الذكر بعد اذ جاءني. He has, pushed me away. I went astray outside of the correct path. I was misled because of my friend, my khalil, my close friend. I was misled. I was kicked out of the straight path. وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. Be aware that the Satan is always will letting you down. Don't ever trust with the whispering. Do it. Don't take a break. Still you have a time. Don't reveal. Now, the story is finished. The ayat, mainly, most of you have heard them, and some of you already memorized them. By the way, My point is not the reaction of Uqba. Whether it was genuine, was he a hypocrite, was he thinking seriously, did he really convert, then he committed the apostasy, the ridda, this is not my point. My point was the influence of a friend. Let's assume at Uqba really did convert. Let's assume he was from those who has just started his iman. Who pushed him to review his right decision to go back to the mud, to go back to filthy, dirty, you know, place, which is the kufr again. It's his close friend. It is his close friend. Many of us, we do not pay attention. My message, respected brothers and sisters, we do not pay attention to whom we take as close friends, as families. I'm not just, I will be addressing two categories now. Parents, in terms of you as a father, who is the close friend for you as a family? When you decide to take Mr. X as a close friend, by default, most likely his family will be close friend to your family. If this person is sometimes drinking alcohol, what is the possible influence on your kids when they see your friend, you yourself, at a weakness point, at a difficulty time? Maybe he will offer you part of what he is drinking. Maybe you are facing a difficulty in your life. If your close friend is someone close from drugs, close from women in haram, he might be committing the zina sometimes, fornication, adultery. At a weakness point, you are with your close friend, he will be offering you what he is mastering. He's mastering X, Y, Z from the bad things. So or you take a decision, you want to fix your life, he will stop in your face, the close friend. And on the contrary, the good friend, as-salih, the pious, righteous one. And this is applicable as well, much more on our kids, our daughters, our sons, respected brothers and sisters. Do we care who are the friends of our sons and daughters? And by the way, it is connected, whether in the school or at home. If at school, please keep having an idea. Who is the close friend? Who are the close friends from your son or your daughter? Now, according to my humble information, I did once a TV series about youth in one of the Arabic channels. One of them was about addiction and idman in general. The team who was doing the research for me, I was shocked when I knew the following information. What I will be telling you now basically happened about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, in a survey on worldwide level, they say, they discovered after a worldwide global survey that, please memorize it, 99% of youth or young people in the age between 18 and 25 who are addicts on drugs, they all admitted that their first step into drugs was a cigarette. Which means 99 of them, they did not approach the drugs unless through the way of smoking, the normal smoking. But if I'm myself, I'm smoking, or my friend is smoking, or his friend is smoking, the possibility between 50 to 99% that you just count a few weeks, months, few years, your son might be a drug addict. For example, who is the friend of my son? Who is the friend of my daughter? Who is the friend of mine? I myself. And the same is applicable on others. And let me confirm this meaning with the very influential hadith, which is widely spread as well. We all know it. But my citation point from the hadith might be different. Very famous Sahih hadith. It is narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ رَجُلٌ قَتَلَ 99 نَفْسًا. If I'm not mistaken, it was narrated by Al-Bukhari. It's a very highest authentic hadith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and mainly we use this hadith under the title of Hadith al-Tawbah, for the Tawbah. We use it to talk about repentance, mainly. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, one of the people from those who were following one of the previous prophets, he says he killed 99 persons. He was a professional murderer, a professional killer. He wanted to repent. قال فأراد أن يتوب. فدل على عابد. He asked the people around himself, if I want to repent, can I do it? They all, you know, indicated him to go to a worshipper at that time. From the people of Israel, from the people of Nuh, of Ibrahim, we don't know. رجل في من كان قبلكم, from those who were following one of the prophets in their time. He said, دل على عابد. Try to highlight this. He was told to go to a worshipper. قال فذهب إليه. قال ألي من توبة؟ قال لا ليس لك من توبة. He said, no, you, in my language. He said, you know, you have killed 99. You are such and such, you're a criminal. He became very angry. قال فقتله فأتم به المئة. He killed him and he became a murderer of 100. He killed the worshipper himself because he made him nervous. He said, no, you have no room for you. You are a very bad person. No way that Allah will accept your tawbah. Became very angry, he killed him. Then he started to think again to repent. ثم أراد أن يتوب. فدل على عالم. دل على عالم. He was told how to go to a scholar, someone with knowledge according to the religion or the sharia of that time. فذهب إلى العالم. He said, can I repent? Is it possible that Allah will accept me, Sidi Sheikh? Please, can I repent? I won't, but can I? He said, definitely you can. Definitely, but if you want really to have a genuine, true, deep, real repentance, قال إنك تعيش, look what he said, إنك تعيش في أرض سوء. فإذا أردت أن تتوب وتحسن توبتك فاذهب إلى أرض في المكان الفلاني فإن فيها قوما صالحين. Look to the message. He said, definitely you can repent, but I have to be frank with you. You are living in a very bad environment. All the people around you, they are criminals. Even if you want to repent, they will not help you. They will not support you. On the contrary, they will keep attacking you. They will keep accusing you. You are a backward. You became afraid. You are afraid from the police. And blah, blah, blah. You will come back. So go to such and such place. قال فإن فيها, he showed him that go to that area. فإن فيها قوما صالحين. Look what he said. He said, in that place, if you live there, the people there around you, they are pious, righteous people, which means they will help you, they will support you. Now, the end of the story, I will not complete it. At the end, he passed away in the way. ملائكة الرحمة والعذاب اختصموا فيه. The angels of punishment and the angels of reward, they say mercy. He came as a repentance. The other they say, but he's a professional murderer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did accept it. Prophet Muhammad told us that he accepted his repentance. My point is, from the hadith, not repentance. My point is not the fact that he killed 100. My point is the hidden message in the hadith that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoted, and it was full of golden messages. On top of them, اذهب إلى المكان الفلاني فإن فيه قوما صالحين. Go to that place, leave the place that you live in, because you will be accompanied, the circle around you, the people who will be around you, they are صالحون, not طالحون. They are good people, not bad people. So it's a big disaster. I kept thinking, wallah, I'm a very powerful person. I can't trust myself. No one can influence me. No, my dear brother. Anyone can influence you if you are a weakness point. On top of them, shaitan. And by the way, shaitan might be the weakest point here. Might be. إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا. We are afraid from شياطين الإنس. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا. When Allah was talking about the shayateen, he said the shayateen of the human beings, he mentioned them before the shayateen of the jinn, because practically their influence, by the way, Satan or the devil, shaitan himself, cannot bring a woman to you. He cannot give you money to go to the bar or to the pub. He can't lend you his car. He will just be whispering, just, okay, do it. Don't give the opportunity, and that's it. If you started doing istighfar, if you made wudu, if you come to the prayer, if you engaged yourself with something very important, it's khalas. The whispering will finish. Shayatin al-ins. The shayateen of the human beings. He said, okay, come, we have a very beautiful meeting in the nightclub and I will introduce you to a queen of beauty. She said, no, I don't want to go. You know, I don't have nice clothes. I will give you my jacket. I don't have money. I will give you my money. But you know, even I don't have perfume, I will give you special for you. Taba, where can I go? Don't worry. I will pay everything. I will give you my car. So he facilitated all the haram for you. By the way, shaitan cannot do this. That's why my point is, be aware who is your friend, who is the friend of your kids. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم تب إليه. استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم تب إليه. استغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. Conclusion, 2 minutes. Respected brothers and sisters, one of the main targets, one of the things that we can conclude from the fact that Allah has ordained, has commanded us to make the Friday as compulsory worship, one of the wisdoms behind it, that someone from us, like myself or anyone else, should be making a reminder. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْهُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, because verily, indeed, a reminder does benefit the believers. And inshallah, all of you are believers. So maybe I'm not bringing anything in you, but my job is to remind. Therefore, if my message was clear, forget who is saying the message. If the message is clear, I'm just conveying part of the deen of Allah. This is my job. If you have understood it, if it's clear, you have no problems in understanding what I have highlighted, please, please turn what you have received now into action. If you have bad friends, don't let the shaitan win the battle against you by using his most powerful weapon against you and me, which is Silah al-Tasweef. You know, have you heard this? Silah al-Tasweef, from the word in Arabic, Sawfa, I will. Which means, MashaAllah, the Khatib was excellent. Wallahi, he said something good. Okay, what you will do? I will think about it. Forget it. Khalas, rahat. I will think of it. If you have a bad friend, take a decision now. Before you leave, that you must cut your relation. Follow, take care, give more time to your sons and your daughters. Try to know which is the circle around them. Don't just wake up once in the morning. Hello, police is calling you. Come and take the body of your son. He was drunk and he made a car accident. May Allah give his mercy. Come and take the body. Don't wait to that moment. Don't wait. If most of his friends, they drink, you have to take an action. Turn what you have received into action, so that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, this is his mercy upon us. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna. Allahumma arhamna fawqa al-ardi wa tahta al-ardi wa yawma al-ardi alayka ya kareem. Subhanaka ya halimu ya azimu ya kareemu ya hannanu ya mannanu. La nuhsi thanaan alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء عبيدك أبناء إمائك، نواصينا بيدك، ماض فينا حكمك، عدل فينا قضاؤك. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك، أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم والدينا ووالد والدينا وأصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا يا كريم. اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك يا كريم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.